What does fear do in people's lives? It causes people to make mistakes. Now, the Word of God says, fear not. Why don't I want to fear? Well, God says, don't fear because I fight your battles. Like, what do you have to be afraid of if God is fighting your battles? And this is what God says, don't be afraid, I fight your battles. Don't be afraid, you are in Christ. Don't be afraid, no weapon formed against you can prosper. So don't fear things. No weapon formed against you can prosper, so don't fear things. Don't fear people, don't fear things. Fear causes people to make mistakes. People make mistakes because they're afraid that something won't happen or something will happen. But God says all things that happen are from Him. There's nothing that happens that God doesn't permit. So you don't have to be afraid. Now people are like, God's going to permit everything. No, He certainly doesn't. You're still breathing, aren't you? How many people, and this is like a common testimony, but I think it's absolutely true. How many people are afraid, but they've seen themselves get out of seriously hairy situations, like maybe driving a car and almost a deadly accident, and the last moment, it's avoided. Well, how do you think you got out of that? Okay? There's things that God does for us that keep us here. If He didn't, Satan would have killed us a long time ago, but God doesn't permit him to. So don't be afraid. Now, people are afraid that something will happen, or people are afraid that something won't happen. And this is the source of their fear. Young people are afraid that God won't come through for them at the right time with a spouse, and so they start pursuing a spouse on their own. They start looking around saying, is it him? Is it her? Is it him? Is it her? Is it him? Is it her? Because they're afraid. They think that God won't do it for them. People are afraid that they won't be able to feed their families. And so they strive, they'll leave whatever they need to just to get that job that'll give them a certain paycheck. Now, granted, you need a certain job that'll give you a certain paycheck. That's not, you know, I'm not saying no, but God will provide you with that. Fear causes people to dishonor God. That's the trouble with fear. It makes people make mistakes, and it causes people to dishonor God because they're afraid of what will happen or what won't happen if they don't touch the ark. Uzzah was afraid. And so Uzzah grabs the ark. Now, Uzzah was not a guy with ill intentions. His motives were not evil. He was afraid. And because he was afraid, he didn't reverence the presence of God. If I get to the point where my fear overshadows God's ability and my awareness of it, I'm going to do things that are not good. I'm not going to honor God in the things that I do. Don't be afraid. Okay, there's nothing that can happen that God has not permitted. People are afraid perhaps of illness. People are afraid that something's going to happen to a loved one. People are afraid that something's going to go wrong in their life. People are afraid that they won't be able to, you know, eat something, that they'll lose their home. I'm not saying that those aren't legitimate, but what I'm saying is they don't require fear. Now, if I'm in a situation where I'm somebody who might lose their home because my income is insufficient, then I'm going to do my best to get a better income, but I'm still going to honor God first and foremost. I'll pray. And God said He would supply all my needs. Now, it is possible that God may have somebody in a testing process, perhaps for God's glory, perhaps to train them to reign, perhaps as a testimony before the heavenly host, like with Job. it is possible that God may have a purpose in difficulty coming into somebody's life. But still, don't be afraid. What if a person gets into a situation that's really hard? Well, what can that situation do against God? It can't do anything against God. God still has that under control. He is still on the throne. He has not left. So you don't need to be afraid of anything. I'm afraid something won't work out well. God will determine how it works out. And He says that He works all things together for good. And so I know that whatever it is, however it works out, it will be for my benefit. He said that the end of a thing is better than its beginning. No matter what happens, I know it will be for my benefit. Why are people afraid? Because they think something will happen or something won't happen. What they forget is that nothing can happen that God has not allowed. If God allows it, then there's an eternal purpose. If God allows it, then it's for my benefit. If God allows it, then it's some sort of promotion. If God allows it, it's there to build me. People are afraid of pain. Pain is not pleasant. And I'm not saying that things that can happen are not painful. They can certainly be very painful. But even through the pain, there is purpose. What will happen to people is their fear will overshadow His purpose. Fear of pain overshadows the purpose for the pain. And so the pain becomes very large, His purpose becomes very small, and I start to have an emotional response against that which I fear. And that becomes crippling for people. What you don't want to be is in a position of fear. Fear cripples. Fear is the number one opponent of faith. Fear cripples. So as a believer, what happens if I get in a tough spot? I meditate on His promises. God gave promises for a reason. 7,832 promises in the Bible. God gave them for a reason. So I know that whatever I come against, there's a promise that God has given me. And I go to the Bible, I find His promises, and I say, God, You promised, and therefore I will be confident because I trust what You have said. Notice that people fear in anticipation. People don't fear what has happened. People fear their imaginations of what will happen. So people fear in anticipation. Well, if I'm anticipating, I'm operating in some form of faith, but not faith toward God. I might have faith that something bad will happen because I trust that situation's ability to hurt me. And so I live in fear through anticipation of pain. Anticipation in that sense is an imagination. Because the future is not here. People say, I just know it's going to come out like this. That's not a wise statement. You don't know that it's going to come out like that or like this or any other way. God is more than able to intervene. God is more than able to deliver us. You never operate in fear. If a person fears, they need to meditate on the character of God until it removes the fear from them. Because perfect love casts out fear. So if a person fears, they don't trust God's character towards them in that situation. It's not that they don't trust His ability. Rarely do you find a believer who would say, I don't believe God's able to do this. They don't trust that He will do it, that He's willing. They don't trust His heart towards them. What they need to do is they need to get to know the heart of God. And their fear will be dissipated. If I have, for example, how many people... Here's one. How many people are confident if, for example, they have a weapon? And they're afraid if they don't. And so people buy weapons for their homes. Because they're more confident if they have a weapon that they may be not getting hurt, or their children might not get hurt, or their possessions taken. And they put some confidence in the weapon. And the fear is dissipated. People buy weapons because they're afraid. Now, why do people trust a weapon but not trust God? Because the weapon they can see and God they cannot see. So they put their stock into sight, not realizing that the weapon someday will not function. Someday the weapon will fall apart, rust or decay of some sort. Maybe it'll break. But God never leaves us nor forsakes us. People are afraid because maybe they have loved ones who are unbelievers. I know that feeling. My parents are unbelievers. But you still don't fear. You see, when Christ died, He died for all the world. God so loved the world. That means that every person who is not a believer is just as much the target of God's loving kindness as the person who is the believer. The difference is the believer has a greater opportunity to experience that loving kindness than the unbeliever. But that doesn't mean that the unbeliever is not targeted with God's loving kindness. So that person who fears for a loved one, maybe they fear that they won't get saved or something that, you know, bad will happen to somebody who's an unbeliever, that they forget something. That God is just as faithful to those He loves who don't accept Him initially, or maybe ever at all, as to those that do. It's just that His ministry is different to the unbeliever than the believer. The ministry of God to the unbeliever is to get them saved. That's the bottom line. Convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Why? So they'll get saved. The ministry to the believers to cause them to be conformed to the image of Christ. But He has a ministry to both. He has a purpose for both. He has a desire for both. So the person who's afraid for someone just because they're an unbeliever, I understand that people are, you know, don't want people to go to hell. Certainly not. And this can cause some anxiety in people's lives who see maybe loved ones who are hardening or older or ill or whatever. But God still loves that person far more than I ever could. God is able to turn hearts, even the hardest ones. So the thing to do if I'm in a situation like that is pray and trust the character of God. I pray that God is going to reach them, and I trust His character towards them. And then I know that, for, let's say you have a situation, and this happens sometimes, that a believer has an unbeliever who's a loved one, and they pass into eternity without having gotten saved. If that happens, because I trust the character of God, I know that that person, in their own free volition, has chosen. Now, that may not make it any more pleasant for me, but that does mean one thing, that they decided this for themselves. that this is the way they wanted it. That if somebody didn't get saved, it wasn't because of neglect. It was because of choice. Now, as someone with unsaved family, to me at least, and I don't know about anybody else, but to me that gives some comfort. Because it was a choice. Heartbreaking, yes. Difficult, absolutely. Painful for those who go through the experience, without a doubt. But still, it was a choice. The person had opportunities. The person had enough clarity to say yes or no to God. And they thought, evaluated, and said no. So they chose. Now, does that dissipate people's fear? Well, remember what fear is. Fear is there because of an anticipation of what may or may not happen. And if the anticipation becomes realized, then I need to live in objective reality, and the fear can be dealt with. The reason why people fear anticipation is because the anticipation is unknown. Sit right there. I mean, you've heard it said before, right? People are afraid of something upcoming, and then they'll say something like, well, the actual event wasn't as bad as the anticipation of it. That's absolutely true. It never is. Or it rarely is. The anticipation, when it takes on, it's a life in our emotions, that's where things become hard for people. Fear itself is meaningless. There is no substance to it. This is why the enemy can use it. Because he doesn't need evidence, he just needs suggestion. What we have going for us is that we have evidence. We have the Word. And in the Word of God, which has an amazing track record, batting 1,000, in the Word of God we have assurances that our lives are His. What if you have somebody who's sick and they're afraid they're going to maybe pass into eternity? Well, if that person's a believer, what's the worst that can possibly happen? I mean, I don't wish it on anybody, and certainly there's, you know, perhaps sorrow or perhaps grief, and that's not discrediting those things, that's not saying, you know, that's not playing those things down. But that's saying the reality of it is that even then, what's the worst that can happen? They can go home to be with the Lord. Do people miss them? Sure they do. Of course they do. Is it painful? Of course it is. But it's only an address change. The separation is temporary. Don't be afraid of anything. Satan likes to project fear, but it's only illusions. That's all it is. It's illusions. People are afraid of what doesn't exist. They're afraid of tomorrow. Tomorrow doesn't exist. This is why Jesus said, take no concern for tomorrow. Because it doesn't exist. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Have you guys ever had an anticipation that turned out completely differently than you expected? Right, you anticipated something and it was totally different at the time. When the time came, it was totally different than what you expected. The funny thing about it is that the anticipation of it was actually just an imagination that had no basis in reality. And this is what fear is like. It's an expectation without basis in reality. Confidence is assurance because of reality. In other words, God says something and I become very confident. God gives promises and I become very confident. God gives doctrine and I become very confident because it teaches me how to think. Don't fear anything, because you have been purchased by God and your life is not your own. It's hidden with Christ in God and it belongs to Him. So whatever you do, don't fear anything. Because who is it that orders our steps? It's not us. If I was ordering my steps, then I would have reason to be afraid. But God orders our steps. So we don't have to be afraid. I think fear is one of Satan's biggest strategies, because it incapacitates people to faith responses. People make all kinds of mistakes because of fear. But you know, either the Bible is true or it's not. And the Bible says that my God will supply all my needs. It says He fights my battles. He takes care of everything for me. Whatever He said about my life, He performs it. There's nothing for me to do except enjoy the finished work. Enjoy what Christ has done for me. Enjoy the fact that you have a call. Enjoy the fact that you have a life with God. Enjoy the fact that your life has purpose and meaning. And even if you can't always recognize it in the detail, enjoy the fact that He said it does and trust His word. No matter where you find yourself, it's meaningful. But I got there by my own mistakes. You're there. It's meaningful. Wherever you are, God is present also. It's meaningful. If you make the biggest mistake on your life, God is present there because you're there. It is meaningful. There's never a situation where God's not present as far as you're concerned, because He's present in you. He indwells you. And the fact that God is present gives things meaning. And so you can always be very confident, and you don't have to fear things like mistakes. You don't have to fear that something's going to go dreadfully wrong. How many people say, things can go dreadfully wrong? Well, I've never seen God get in a situation where anything went dreadfully wrong. Even the angelic conflict was planned. That wasn't something going dreadfully wrong. It was no surprise to God. That's why the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. The fact that a person fails, that is no surprise to God. That's why the blood was shed. There's nothing that can go dreadfully wrong in anything. What we anticipate as being dreadfully wrong is simply, I don't get my way. But don't worry if you get your way. God gets His way every single time. And He is for you. Here's one. I heard people sometimes say, I'm sure you guys have also, well, what if God wants them to win? What if God wants somebody else to be successful? Not me, at my cost. Well, you know, that makes no sense. You know whose side God is on? It's really very simple. Do you honestly know whose side God is on? Oh, well, God doesn't take sides. Of course He does. Just read the Old Testament. You'll see God takes sides all the time. Do you know whose side God is on? He's on your side. But what about the other person? What is that to you? Right? Isn't that what He said to Peter? What is that to you? You follow me. Whose side is God on? I've heard people say this. What if God wants somebody else at my expense or something to go wrong? What if God wants it to go wrong for me? Well, show me that one in the Bible. A person says that, but they're thinking apart from his mind. They're thinking with their fear, imagining things that don't exist, and responding to them emotionally, and letting those emotions rule them. Folks, fear nothing. As believers, we have the ultimate victory. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Well, I can get killed. Hello? Oh, you mean so you go to heaven? You mean so you no longer have any suffering, no pain, no sorrow, no burdens, no unpleasant things? Is that what you're saying? Fear nothing. That's important to learn, folks. Fear nothing. Because God takes care of everything. And He's on your side. Sit right there. He is on your side. When He said we're more than conquerors, He said we're victorious. He said we're overcomers. He said we're seated above in heavenly places. He said we will tread on Satan's head. Don't be afraid of anything. There's nothing to fear. It's just an imagination. You ever have a bad dream? That's all it is. How much substance was there to a bad dream? Why are people upset by bad dreams? Because they wrap their emotions in these imaginations. But they're not real. It's like saying, I'm afraid that we're going to be taken over by Martians. Well, it's a strange imagination. And it's possible for some people to get their emotions wrapped up in that imagination, and it really makes an impact in their life. But it's not real. That's what fear is like. Fear nothing. Just fear nothing. Even combat soldiers. You've heard the stories. Right? A soldier in the battlefield, he hears the bullet coming at him, and all of a sudden the bullet turns. Why? Because God takes care of the soldiers. God takes care of His children, and if they happen to be soldiers, He's taking care of them in the battlefield, in combat, or wherever they happen to be. Don't fear anything. God is quite capable of taking care of you. He's done it so far, and He's not going to stop. So don't fear anything. Amen.